Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Gosger moves to second. Two outs. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. LeBoy reaches second base with a double. Gosger scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahel hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith fields the ball and throws to Pappas covering. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Rudolph and he is safe. Jones steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Jones trying to get to home. Callison throws the ball into Rudolph who tags Jones who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive towards short. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gosger is called out on strikes. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a line drive towards third. Santo catches it and throws to first to double up Fairley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo strikes out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison is walked intentionally. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. LaBoy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Donhan pinch hits for Steve Renko. Donhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Wagoner now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Cleo James now playing center field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.